Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 9, Agri Price Risk Management Strategies. In the previous chapter, we saw the basics of options contract and we also learned briefly about the various options strategies. We are going to understand the basic concepts of risk as well as we are going to study more details about the risk management strategies, more specifically by using the derivatives contract. The learning objective of this chapter is to help you understand the agri price risk management strategies. In chapter 9, you will understand the basic concept of risk, various sources of risk, various factors affecting risk, strategies of risk management based on the perception of risk, usage of derivative as risk management tool, and the various approaches that can be suitable for managing a derivative position or an exposure. These concepts are also used by our farmers for agri price risk management strategies. So the first question arises, what is a risk? The Oxford Dictionary defines risk as a chance or possibility of a danger, a loss, an injury, or any other adverse consequences. So in short, it is a possibility of a loss. Risk is generally used to refer to a situation where the outcome is uncertain, because when the outcome is certain, there is no question of a risk. So we generally talk in terms of risk, specifically in a situation where the outcome is uncertain. In terms of economics and finance, risk means actual outcome of an action being different from the expected outcome. So if you are desiring a result, if the actual outcome is something different than the result you are expecting, then that is because of the risk. And there is always a trade-off between the risk and return. Higher the risk, higher the returns. That is a general terminology in terms of risk. So friends, we have understood what exactly is a risk. Since this is a chapter on agri risk management, a question automatically comes to our mind, whether agri commodities are exposed to risk. The answer is yes, agri commodities are also exposed to risk, and they are exposed to risk due to various factors, namely early or after season monsoons, the climate and the weather change, the agriculture trade globalization, the impact of world trade bodies, the stringent quality control measures and legislations. All this can make the agri commodities impacted by the risk. The agri commodity risk mainly originates from the price fluctuations and the volatility in the market. The price fluctuations and the volatility in the market can happen because of various reasons like the monsoons, the climate, the trade globalization, and even the government legislations. So what are the various types of risk connected with agri commodities? Can we categorize them into? Yes, we can easily categorize the different types of risk connected with agriculture. Farmers and processors have to face various types of risk, and hence they need to assess their risk before taking a decision to cultivate a crop or process the harvest. So farmers have also nowadays become wise. Gone are the days when they will just put a seed and expect for the harvest. Now, before doing any agri activities, farmers, intelligent farmers, assess the risk before taking a decision to cultivate a crop or process the harvest. They also take suitable actions to minimize the impact of the risk by deploying appropriate strategies. So our farmers are also having good education. They can minimize the impact of risk by deploying appropriate strategies. Different types of risks should be considered together to find a solution to the farmers' problems. And here, not only the government, but various international organizations are providing various forms of information that will help the farmers to find a problem, to find a solution to their problems. So now let us understand the different sources of risk originating from agri commodities. We have different sources of risk like the credit risk, the market risk, the liquidity risk, the operational risk, the legal risk, regulatory risk, reputation risk, settlement risk, strategic risk, systematic risk, as well as the technological risk. Let us briefly understand one by one. The credit risk mainly arises due to the loss suffered from the counterparty failing to perform his obligation. So if someone is supposed to make the payment and if he fails to make the payment, a credit risk arises. The market risk arises due to the adverse changes in the market value. The liquidity risk arises because of the failure of an institution to meet its funding requirements. We have seen different organizations going bust overnight, and whatever the dues they are supposed to pay are not recoverable by the person who have given money to such organizations. Operational risk arises due to inadequate systems and control, human error and management failure, whereas the legal risk arises from legally non-enforceable contracts. The regulatory risk arises from the failure to comply with the regulatory or legal requirements, whereas the reputation risk arises from the adverse public opinion. So organizations care for whatever comments or critics that are passed against them. The settlement risk arises as a result of timing differences between when an institution either pays out funds or deliverable assets before receiving the assets or payment from a counterparty, and it occurs at a specific point in the life of a contract. The strategic risk arises from activities such as the entrepreneurial behavior of traders in financial institutions, misreading the client request, costs getting out of control, trading with inappropriate counterparties, etc., etc. The systemic risk arises when there is a failure of large and complex organization of financial positions in the economy, whereas the technology risk has increased due to the increased use of technology. The more sophistication the technology imports, the higher the risk, and you should have countermeasures for dealing with such risk. So increased sophistication and new information technology have created complications and insecurity, and you should have proper measures to control such risk. So these are the different types of risk, but if we have to make a list, it cannot be exhaustive. Based on the situations, based on the conditions, any type of risk can originate. So what are the sources of risks originating? We have some more specifically from agri point of view. We have the production risk. Production risk can originate from weather conditions, impact of pests and diseases, production of inferior quality of farm produce, low rainfall, drought, hail, heavy rains, breakdown of equipments, etc. We can also have marketing risk. Markets may fluctuate between demand and supply of the farm produce. Surplus may not have good produce, while the deficit may not fetch good income. All this involves marketing risk. Financial risk involves in borrowings. Borrowing money can also be risky, as a bad crop produce may wipe off the farmer's income and he may not be able to repay the loan and will have to live his life on the edge of uncertainty. We also have institutional risk. Farmers may have to face institutional risk also when they may not get the services support from institutions, especially when they are mechanized their farm, when they are exporting their services. So such type of risk can also come from the institutions. Then we also have skilled workers risk. Not all agri-processing industries are mechanized, nor do have enough skilled workers for processing the farm produce. For any unforeseen reasons, if there is a shortage of such resource, the farm produce may get spoiled and optimum processing of the farm produce may not happen. Because farming is very scientific, yet certain steps are to be done in certain seasons and in a particular way, and it can be done only with the skilled workers. And if the skilled workers are not available at the right time in the right place, then the farmers may certainly have to face the skilled workers risk. Now, when we talk about risk, this perception of risk can vary from person to person, from farmer to farmer, from farmer who has a small large land holding to the farmer who has a large land holding. agri-commodity derivatives can be used to hedge the agri-commodity risk as well as to gain profits. So this is a two-dimensional approach when agri-commodity derivatives can be used. It can hedge the risk as well as it can help you to gain some profits. However, the risk management strategy will be based on the trade-off between the cost of reducing the risk exposure and the benefits accrued out of the risk management. You cannot have huge cost for managing risk. So there also has to be a trade-off between the cost of reducing risk compared with the benefits that are going to accrue because of risk management. Now, let us look at the reasons for why future prices differ from the expected future spot prices. The response to risk varies based on human behavior, and that is the main reason which makes the future prices differ from the expected future spot prices. Another reason can be the risk appetite and the risk tolerance. The strategies used to either transfer risk or prevent risk, to mitigate risk or to accept risk. Hence, even after adjusting for the systemic risk or the systematic risk, because of unevenly distributed demand by the hedgers for futures positions, future prices differ from the expected future spot prices. So we cannot say with certainty a certain risk will happen or not because of various factors impacting the risk. Now we have seen there are different types of risk takers. One amongst them is the speculators. Speculators have their own way of dealing with the risk. Speculators are basically risk takers. They are risk seekers. A security that yields consistent returns over a period of time is termed as risk-free securities. So consistent returns is the hallmark of a risk-free security. Speculators are risk seekers and they trade in the market to earn profit from risky ventures. Hedgers enter the market to cover a pre-existing risk. Risk is accepted or retained willingly only if the expected profit from bearing the risk will compensate the investor from the risk exposure. Risk can also be better managed with forward contracts initially and then refined by the future options and the swaps also. Now let us understand the concept of risk management. In life, you just don't take any risk. In life, you just can't leave the future to chance. The best way to predict the future is to create the future in terms of team Owen B. Many risks in the financial markets can be eliminated. The concept of risk management evolved with the usage of probability theories in the 1700s for solving the puzzles. Later, the concept of insurance was utilized to manage the risk. However, modern risk management methods emerged in the 1950s, further refined with the usage of derivatives to manage risk in the 1970s. Risk management requires a systematic and logical approach. Risk management strategies comprises of identification of probabilities, analysis in terms of frequency and severity, assessment in terms of the scope of loss, measurement in terms of the financial and non-financial loss, control of risk to prevention through appropriate mechanism, reduction of unpreventable to reducible loss, transfer through insurance or outsourcing, retention by dealing with it, as well as avoidance by eliminating the risk. Farmers can adopt various risk management strategies, such as select product with lower risk exposure and short duration life cycle. Diversify production into a variety of crops. They can take adequate insurance on the entire life cycle of the crops. They can adopt risk sharing strategies such as the contract farming, cooperative marketing, vertical integration for lowering the marketing risk. Hedging can be performed by taking a long or short position against the agri commodities. So farmers have different ways of risk management. Government also encourages risk management. Government on its own have introduced various schemes of risk management. The Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana provides a comprehensive insurance cover against the failure of crops in order to help farmers to manage risk and stabilize their income. similar on lines with the encouragement provided by the governments. The international organizations like the United Nations also provide important support to the farmers. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations Farm Management Extension Guide on Managing Risk provides a wonderful document on helping farmers who are frequently exposed to uncertainties. It suggests farmers need information on many aspects of the farming business. Farmers require information on the input prices, the output prices, the yields, farm records, etc. Farmers also need to be aware about the tax legislation, the import-export regulations, as well as the environmental legislations. Farmers require information on resource conservation, food safety, water and soil quality. Farmers also need to be aware about the animal health, the farm programs, as well as the policies. And farmers should also be aware about the technical data for effective decisions to be taken to manage the risk. Over and above all these opinions, farmers also need to identify the possible sources of risk, realize the possible outcomes, decide on alternative strategies. Farmers also need to predict the patterns and trends in the changes that happen in farming. Farmers need to evaluate the trade-off between the cost of the risk and the gains. Farmers also need to keep a stock of the spare parts for the farm machinery to minimize the risk of breakdown, influencing events in the future and by limiting the negative effect. Farmers also need to grow a drought-resistant crop and apply new technologies and practices to reduce the risk. So this all is required by the farmers for improvement. Now friends, let us understand how derivatives can be used as a risk management tool. Derivative instruments can be effectively used as a risk management tools to help the traders in agri commodities to safeguard their investment value through the hedging strategies. We have a very good chapter on hedging strategies in your book. Derivatives are meant to reduce or contain the risk in the original transaction, and hence it is essential to identify risk, to evaluate and measure the risk, as well as to manage and control the risk on a continuous basis. And this is very well done with the help of derivatives. Risk management with derivatives cannot be done by anyone. It requires specific knowledge. Risk management with derivatives requires specialized knowledge of derivatives and strategies to generate a positive payoff. So positive payoff is the ultimate goal of a risk management strategy. Risk management policies helps the contracting parties to understand the limits within which he should trade with agri commodities. So policies decides the boundary within which a trade should happen. Effective risk management is possible if the trader does trading in agri commodities on merits to each case. Just because someone does a trade, any farmer cannot do that trade. It has to be done on merit in each case. Active risk management relies on the ability to make accurate, reasonable forecast on future movements in the prices and rates. We have seen the example of Thales. He was sure about the rise in the olive prices, and that's why he succeeded. However, we also have witnessed the tulip mania. The price bubble burst wiped out the entire investment of the investors. So active risk management relies on the ability to make accurate, reasonable forecast on future movements in prices and rates. And hence, derivative risk management and control requires an in-depth knowledge of risk, which includes identification, analysis, assessment, measurement, as well as control of risk. If one doesn't follow these guidelines, then miscalculation of prices can result, and miscalculation of prices can create disasters. Hence, derivatives should be used most judiciously. Any imperfect understanding of risk and mismanagement of risk management strategies may surely cause losses instead of protection. A good trader in agri commodity should understand the derivative standards to accurately measure the derivative value. A good trader should understand risk management strategies and techniques to reduce the cost and increase the yields. A good trader in agri commodities should understand the price dynamics. the regulatory direction for funding of derivative trading, as well as customization of new derivative products in order to keep pace with the changes in the agri commodity. Now let us understand a new concept in risk, that is usage of value at risk, popularly known as the VAR technique. The value at risk technique should be effectively used to understand the risk exposure of a particular derivative asset. A fully centralized risk control structure, strategic level information, as well as a tactical level information in the risk management process could be very useful for making accurate derivative trading. There are various approaches that can be suitable for managing a derivative position or an exposure, like the risk matrix approach, the historical simulation technique, the Monte Carlo simulation technique, where neither the market is normal nor linear, flexibility will decide, both speed and accuracy should be considered, backtesting is also necessary sometimes. So let us understand one by one. A risk matrix approach would be suitable for the portfolio position tending towards linearity, delta at constant rate, as well as normality, that is when prices move in random manner. And the risk matrix approach uses the statistical and the parametric model. Whereas the historical simulation technique can be used for linear position and non-normal markets. Monte Carlo simulation technique can be used for non-linear with non-normal markets. When neither the market is normal nor linear, then the hybrid model should be used, like combining the option pricing model with scenario analysis. Flexibility will decide whether the methodology is suitable, is desired, is required, or any adjustments are required or not. Both the speed and accuracy should be considered in selecting a model in the light of the nature of derivative exposure and the market situations. Backtesting is considered to evaluate the performance and its actual experience in the market of risk model to decide on the acceptable level for the model. Now let us understand how the different types of derivative contracts are used by farmers for risk management. We have already understood the basic concepts of a forward contract, a futures contract, as well as the options contract. Let us first understand how farmers are using the forward contracts. Forward contracts are used by the farmers to protect themselves against the rising or falling prices in the spot market. It enables the farmers to enter into a customized contract that matches his specific needs in terms of the size of production, time and place of delivery, as well as the grade and quality of the crop. Forward and future contract provides price discovery and spot price of agri commodities. So this is a very important tool for the farmers, especially for the price discovery. Saves him from the unexpected losses. Next we have the exchange traded futures and options contract. When we talk about forward contracts, they are largely traded bilaterally, that is between two parties. But when we have exchange traded futures and options contract, we have a wide number of the buyers and the sellers. The exchange traded futures and options contract removes the risk of price fluctuations for both the farmers and the counterparties. The trading strategies can be formulated by a combination of derivative instruments. This is what we call as the derivative strategies that are helping to attain the trading objectives. Returns and risk can be adjusted to any level with less capital and maximum trading with lower operation cost and greater liquidity. Now let us understand how options contracts are specifically used by farmers for risk management. Options contracts provide protection against the downside risk, and at the same time they also provide an upside potential. The options contract allows the buyer to transact at a pre-committed price or at a spot price, whichever is advantageous to him. We have seen this beauty of an options contract. It gives the buyer the right but does not impose an obligation. The buyer of an options contract gets the right to buy and enjoy the benefit of risk reduction, while the seller of an options contract gets the premium for accepting the risk. So it's a win-win situation for both the buyer as well as the seller. Options can provide a range of payoff. Now friends, having understood how the different types of options or derivatives contracts can be used, We have seen there are different types of derivatives trading strategies also. When we talk about derivative trading strategies, it is simply formulated by a combination of derivative instruments that are available in the market. Derivative trading strategies enables the trader to navigate the day-to-day volatility as well as riding sustained bullish and bearish trends. The buyer usually gets the benefit of risk reduction of the investment, while the seller of an option takes the risk for which the premium is paid by the buyer. There can be different types of strategies for commodity buyers, like buy future for protection against rising prices, buy calls for protection against rising prices and opportunity created due to the downtrend of prices, sell puts to lower the purchase price in a stable market, buy a call and sell a put to establish a purchase price range, follow the market and make trends aligning strategies, make good use of high intraday volatility during the day trading, analyze the global demands for the assigned commodities, assess and evaluate reliable commodity suppliers, devise and implement strategies to encourage enhancement of commodity qualities. This is not exhaustive. You can add some more strategies into this judgment and your understanding of the market. Now let us see the strategies for commodity sellers. Commodity sellers can sell futures for protection against the falling prices, buy puts for protection against falling prices, use put option in a rapid falling market, sell calls to increase selling price in a stable market, buy a put and sell a call to establish a selling price range, sell futures when the near-term trend is downwards. The best time to sell futures is in distribution phase. Commodity sellers need to evaluate each customer's perception of risk and its true exposure. Take your time to understand your buyer's situation and find a reason why should he buy from you. So friends, now let us see the specific strategies for the call and put options. Like when we talk about strategies for call options, we can have the impact both in the bullish market as well as the bearish market. As shown in the slide, the buy options as well as the sell options will have different impacts in a bullish as well as a bearish market. Same way in terms of the put options, depending upon the bullish and the bearish market, will have different outcomes and different strategies for put options. Now let us understand each of these strategies in more detail. First, let us understand what a vertical spread is. A vertical spread is an option strategy involving buying and selling of multiple options of the same underlying security, same expiration date, but at different strike prices. So you have to understand, when you talk about multiple call and put, multiple buying and selling, there will be specific difference into each type of strategies. So in case of a vertical spread, you have to carefully note that it's the same underlying security, same expiration date, but the prices, the strike prices are different. Vertical spreads are used by traders by estimating the market price movement between a low and a high figure. The traders usually enter into a vertical spread position to protect against the fluctuations. Let us come to another strategy, which we call it as a bull call spread. A bull call spread involves purchasing call options on a specific strike price, whereas it also involves selling the same number of calls of the same asset and expiration date, but here the difference is at a higher strike price. So one has to carefully note what specifically implies a bull call spread. Bull call spread is used when a moderate rise in the price of the underlying asset is expected. For example, an investor buys a call option for a wheat commodity at rupees 50 per kg for a premium of rupees 25 with an expiry date of, say, 31st of March 2020. And in this case, because it's a bull call spread, he also sells a call option for the wheat commodity at rupees 55 for a premium of rupees 5 with an expiry date of 31st March 2020. At a bear put spread, A bear put spread is a type of option strategy used when an option trader expects a decline in the price of the underlying asset. A bear spread is formed by buying a put option at a higher price and selling a put option at a lower price simultaneously for an asset with the same expiry date but with the different strike prices. We can also understand a bear put spread with an example. Say a trader sells a put option with strike price of rupees 50 at a premium of rupees 5 with expiry date as 31st of March 2020. The same trader buys another put option with a strike price of rupees 75 at a premium of rupees 10 with expiry of 31st March 2020. Now what will be the outcome in case of a bear put spread? The option prices will not be exercised when the market price at the expiry will be greater than rupees 75, in which case the net cost will be rupees 10 minus 5 equivalent to rupees 5. However, if the market price is below rupees 50, both the put option will be exercised. Here the investor can sell at rupees 75, in other option investor can buy at rupees 50 and the maximum profit would be difference of 75, 50 and 5. Which will result into a gain of 30 rupees. Now let's look at another strategy called bull put spread. A bull put spread is an option strategy that is used when the trader expects a moderate rise in the price of the underlying asset. This strategy is constructed by purchasing one put option while simultaneously selling another put option with a higher strike price. A bull spread is generally entered in a bullish expectation. Let us understand this strategy also with an example. Say a trader buys a put option, strike price is rupees 2000 and the premium is rupees 30 with the expiry of 31st of March 2020. Since it's a bull put spread, sells another put option with a strike price of rupees 3000 at a premium of rupees 100 with expiry with the same expiry of 31st of March 2020. Now here again two scenario arises. If the market price goes up, both the options will not be exercised and the trader will gain the difference of 130, that is rupees 70. However, if the market price is below rupees 2000, both options can be exercised and a loss position will be the difference of 3000 minus 2000 minus 70, that is rupees 930. Let us understand a bear call spread. When the expectations are bearish, a trader can enter into a bear call spread trading strategy in which a trader will sell call options at a lower strike price and will also buy the same number of calls but at a higher strike price as he expects the market to decline. Selling a call option with a low exercise price and buying a call option with a higher exercise price gives profit to the trader. Let us understand the bear call spread also with an example. If a trader sells a call option at rupees 500 and receives premium of rupees 50, expiry date is 31st of March 2020 and also buys a call option at rupees 600 and receives a premium of rupees 30 with expiry date of 31st of March 2020. His net profit would be the difference of 50 and 30, that is rupees 20. Now in two scenarios, number one, the market goes below 500. Rupees 500, both contracts are not exercised and the profit would be rupees 20 as we had estimated. However, if the market goes above rupees 600, both options are exercised and the net loss will be the difference of 600 minus 500 plus 20, that is rupees. Yet another strategy very popular is called as the calendar spread. A calendar is an option strategy involving options of the same underlying agri commodity with the same strike price but different expiration months. It is also called as inter-delivery, intra-market, time or horizontal spread. The trader goes for two call options with the same strike price or two put options with the same strike price. The trader makes a gain from the difference in the time values. We have a very popular strategy called as the butterfly spread. The butterfly spread combines a bull spread and a bear spread to have limited risk and profits, especially when the future volatility of the underlying asset is expected to be lower or higher than the implied volatility. A long butterfly position will make the profits if the future volatility is lower than the implied volatility. Similarly, a short butterfly position will make profit if the future volatility is higher than the implied volatility. Another strategy, we call it as straddles. A straddle is an option strategy using a combination of a call and put option. In a straddle strategy, the trader holds a position in both a call and put with the same strike price and expiration date. The trader pays the premium for both the call and put option. The straddle strategy enables the trader to profit from the movement of the price of the underlying agri commodity regardless of the direction of the price movement. We can have two types of straddles, a long straddle and a short straddle. A long straddle combines a long call and a long put on the same agri commodity with the same exercise price and for the same expiration date. A short straddle involves a simultaneous sale of a call and a put option with the same exercise price and with the same expiry time. We have another version of a straddle, a more improvised one, or a different viewpoint one called as a strangle. A strangle option strategies combines both a call and put option with a different strike price but with the same maturity and underlying asset. Strangle is similar to a straddle, but the two options will have different exercise price though the date of expiry will be same. Like a straddle, a strangle can also be a long strangle or a short strangle. A purchase of a particular option is known as a long straddle, where a sale of a same option is known as the short straddle. Now finally, we have two important strategies to be covered in this chapter. One is called as the covered call and the second is called as the protective put. A covered call option strategy is a combination of a holding a long position in an asset and writing a call options on the same asset in an attempt to generate increased income from the asset. The long position in the underlying agri commodity is said to provide the cover, as the agri commodities can be delivered to the buyer of the call if the buyer decides to exercise. Writing a call generates income in the form of a premium paid by the option buyer in case the prices of agri commodities remain stable or increases. Like a covered call, a protective put also have a specific benefit. A protective put is an option strategy used by an option trader who hold agri commodities and want to protect himself from the downward movement of the price of agri commodity in the future. A protective put position is a combination of buying a agri commodity and buying put options on the same agri commodity. If the agri commodity declines on the maturity date, the purchase put provides protection below the strike price. A protective put option strategy is a specially used when the trader is certain about a short-term bearish forecast but expects a long-term bullish forecast. So friends, a covered call, a protective put is appropriate in particular situation, and that's the reason before we started the strategies we had specifically mentioned all these risk management strategies should have specific knowledge. The trader should understand the market, the situation, the risk, the type of risk, the risk tolerance, the risk appetite, and basis on which he should be able to decide which type of strategies is going to deploy. And once he decides, then the main two benefits of this derivatives management is hedging, and in some cases he can also gain. So with this we end this chapter of risk management. Thank you.